Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, raise your hand if you've ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of tasks. And I know this is a podcast, so I can't see you, but I'm pretty sure if I'm talking to some entrepreneurs, every single person in the room is raising their hand. You're not alone. Almost every entrepreneur, scratch that, every entrepreneur wears dozens of hats. CEO, marketer, accountant, customer service rep, the list goes on. But here's the thing, you're not meant to be a one-person army. The most successful entrepreneurs I know think like time billionaires. They understand that their most valuable asset isn't money, but the hours in their day. They ruthlessly protect their time, delegating everything that doesn't contribute directly to their core mission. Outsourcing is the ultimate time buying strategy. It's about more than just cutting costs. It's about freeing up your mental bandwidth so you can focus on what truly matters: growing your business, innovating, and truly enjoying the fruits of your labor. So you need to outsource. It's not a conversation. It's not a debate. You need to outsource. So what should you outsource? Here's a framework that I use. I always outsource my non-core activities, my repetitive tasks, my tasks that I hate, and my tasks that I'm not good at. Non-core is anything that's not directly related to your unique value proposition is a prime candidate for outsourcing. Think bookkeeping, social media management, data entry, repetitive tasks. If you find yourself doing the same thing over and over, it's probably a good idea to hand it off to someone else. This frees you up to focus on these higher level strategic planning and thinking sessions. Tasks you hate. Life's too short to spend your days doing things you really hate, you really despise. If a task drains your energy, outsource it. You're going to be amazed at how much happier and more productive you're going to become. And tasks that you're no good at. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. There's no shame in admitting that you're not an expert at everything. Outsourcing tasks you're not good at allows you to leverage the expertise of others and get better results. Now, let's talk about the outsourcing toolbox. There is an entire ecosystem of outsourcing resources available to you. Here are a few of my favorite. Virtual assistants. VAs can handle a wide range of administrative and creative tasks, from managing your inbox to creating social content. Freelancers. Platforms like Upwork and Fiverr offer access to a ton of talented freelancers. They specialize in everything from web development to graphic design. And agencies. If you have a more complex project, you can partner with an agency. They can provide a full service solution, take care of everything from strategy to execution. But when you are outsourcing, there are things that you have to look for in an outsourcing partner. You have to find somebody who shares your values. You want to find somebody who works with you, and you want to find people that are aligned with your vision and work ethic. You want to find people who are good communicators. Clear communication is essential for successful outsourcing, and you want to find somebody who has a proven track record. Whether or not it's a VA, a freelancer, an agency, you got to ask for references. You have to see samples of their work. Now, outsourcing isn't just about finding the right people. Ultimately, it's about mastering the art of delegation, because as opposed to delegating within your own company, you're going to be delegating to somebody who is potentially not a full-time employee, but the rules still apply. When you are outsourcing, very similar to when you are delegating, you will figure out what tasks you need to outsource. You will find the most applicable marketplace to actually hire these people, but to actually outsource a task, you have to follow a process. Document everything, set deadlines, provide feedback, trust but verify, and don't micromanage. Document everything. You want to create clear, detailed instructions for every task you outsource. This ensures that your expectations are met, and it minimizes the need for back and forth communication. You want to set deadlines. So establish clear deadlines for each task, and you want to follow up regularly to ensure they're being met. You want to provide feedback. So this is where radical candor communication is important. Let your outsourcing partners know how they're doing. Positive feedback reinforces good work. Constructive criticism helps them grow. You want to trust but verify. So while it's important to trust your outsourcing partner, it's also a good idea to check in on their work periodically just to make sure that everything's on track, and you don't want to micromanage. Remember, the goal of outsourcing is to free up your time, not create more work for yourself. So you want to resist the urge to micromanage your outsourcing partners. Let them do their job. So where do you find these people? Because finding the right outsourcing partners that can do all the things you don't want to do effectively, it's like assembling a championship team. You need players with diverse skills who can complement each other's strengths and weaknesses. So there's a lot of places you can go. Here are some of my favorites. There's online marketplaces. So there's platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, and Guru. They offer a massive pool of freelancers with varying expertise. You can go to virtual assistant agencies. So companies like Belay and Time, etc. They specialize in connecting businesses with pre-vetted VAs. You can go to niche platforms. If you're looking for specific skills, you can try platforms like TopTal, which is for developers, or 99 Designs, which is for designers. And then, of course, referrals. You ask your network for recommendations. In my career, a lot of the people that I've worked with in past companies, I keep working with them again and again and again and again. And a lot of your friends and your peers and your coworkers will have these people as well. So the best talent I've found comes from word of mouth referrals. Now, after you find somebody you want to hire, you have to vet them. You have to make sure that they are a good fit. You have to do interviews. You have to conduct phone or video interviews to assess communication skills, work ethic, overall personality. If you are hiring in bulk, you can ask people to submit a small video or fill out a form ahead of time just to help you scale your recruiting efforts. You can give them test projects, so you can assign a small paid project to evaluate their skills in action and their ability to meet deadlines. I always do this. I don't ask people to work for free. I do a couple hundred dollars towards a paid project, see how they do. References, always ask for references from previous clients. Don't hesitate to contact them for feedback. I love Upwork because it shows how much money they've made, how many customers they've worked with. It's not a perfect system, but it's better than no information at all. And a trial period is always smart. Start with a short trial period to see how they integrate into your workflow and whether or not they're a good fit. Now, you also have to set KPIs up because you can't just hire and then let them go and not understand what success looks like. KPIs, key performance indicators, are always important to measure success. If it doesn't get measured, it doesn't get improved. This is not just for freelancers and outsourcing talent. This is across your whole company, but do not forget about setting KPIs for the people you hire outside your company. So task-specific KPIs and metrics. You want to measure the quality and timeliness of deliverables. You want to set KPIs for communication. So you want to track response times and overall communication effectiveness. It's not good if you ask them to make an update and they don't respond for 48 hours unless they've communicated that is how long it will take. If they tell you it's going to take 1 hour, it takes 48 hours, that's the issue. Overall impact metrics. So you want to assess the impact of outsourcing on your productivity, revenue, and customer satisfaction. So if you outsource and the quality is not great, or you're running out of money because you're spending too much on freelancers, okay, that's not good. Remember, the goal is to create a win-win situation where both you and the outsourcing partners are valued and are motivated to work together. After you onboard them, you set KPIs, you will actually bring them into the organization, you will set them up for success with a welcome kit, a ramp-up period, training and support, and regular check-in. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. So a welcome kit provides comprehensive expectations, communication protocols, relevant resources, existing SOPs. The ramp-up period will allow them to start with smaller, less critical tasks and gradually increase in the complexity as you both gain confidence in each other. Training and support is super, super important. I mean, this goes without saying, but you want to invest in training and to provide ongoing support to make sure they have the tools and knowledge that they need to succeed. And then, of course, you want to start to get into a check-in schedule or cadence, not micromanaging, but once every week, once every 2 weeks, once every quarter, depends on the work they're doing. These check-ins, you can discuss progress, you can address concerns, you can celebrate wins. Now, what should you not outsource? We've spoken about what you should, how to do it, how to find people, how to make those people successful, but what do you not outsource? Outsourcing can be a game changer. There are things that you should never delegate. I personally do not believe you should delegate your core strategy, your strategic vision, your decision-making should remain in-house. You should not delegate, in my opinion, customer relations. So building strong relationships with your customers is crucial for long-term success. I wouldn't outsource confidential information, so you want to protect that sensitive data, keep it within a trusted circle, or also don't outsource anything you're passionate about. So if you actually enjoy doing it, don't outsource it. It's keeping you going. When you focus your outsourcing efforts on these non-core activities, you can free up your time to focus on what truly matters. So maybe some of these things are stressing you out right now, but evaluate after you start to outsource if maybe you have a little bit more time and energy, take these on and they're not as draining. If you are going to start outsourcing, which you should, there are lots of tools and tech that you can use to help you out. I mean, we have tons of tools to streamline communication, project management, performance tracking. Here are some of my go-to tools. So for communication and collaboration, Slack and Microsoft Teams, you know these most likely. These are real-time messaging platforms for instant communication and file sharing. Zoom and Google Meet, so video conferencing tools for face-to-face meetings and team discussions. Loom is a great screen recording tool for creating quick video tutorials and walkthroughs. And Notion and Confluence are great collaborative workspaces for documentation, knowledge sharing, and project mapping. For project management, Asana and Trello are Kanban-style project management tools that help you visualize workflows and track progress. Basecamp and Monday are also all-in-one project management platforms with features like task management, time tracking, and reporting. And ClickUp is a highly customizable project management tool that can be adapted to almost any workflow. For time tracking and invoicing, you can do Toggle Track or Harvest. These are time tracking tools for monitoring hours worked and generating invoices. Then you can use, for invoicing, you can use Stripe, you can use QuickBooks, you can use Wise, you can use Payoneer. Wise and Payoneer, international payment platforms if you're paying freelancers around the world. And for performance management, you can use 15.5. It's an employee engagement platform for collecting feedback and tracking performance. Or you can use Lattice, which is performance management software for setting goals, conducting reviews, and also providing feedback. Remember, the best tools are the ones that actually fit your specific needs and workflows. So experiment with different options, find combinations that work best for you and your team. And many of these tools offer free trials or basic plans. You can test them out without committing to a paid subscription or spending too much money. When you leverage the right tools, the technologies, it makes this process of outsourcing much more seamless. And then again, the whole goal is to make it seamless so you can focus on your core strengths and scale your business. Now, to just go a little bit beyond the basics, if you're going to start to outsource, you just have to think of a couple different additional items. So I just wanted to touch on these briefly: legal and compliance, cultural considerations, scaling up, and measuring ROI. So for legal and compliance, you need contracts. So solid contracts are the foundation of any outsourcing relationship. You want to make sure they clearly define the scope of work, payment terms, confidentiality agreements, and dispute resolution mechanism. You want to get your intellectual property rights in order, IP rights. So establish who owns the IP created during the project. Non-disclosure agreements or NDAs are essential to protect very sensitive information. And lastly, data protection. So you want to ensure compliance with data protection regulations like GDPR and CCPA, especially when you are handling customer data with people that do not work for your company, especially when you have people that work for your company handling customer data. But of course, don't forget about it just because they're not within your company. There are cultural considerations. So communication styles. You want to recognize that communication norms might vary across different cultures. So be patient, clarify expectations, be open to feedback. Time zone. Coordinate schedules to ensure smooth communication and avoid delays. Time zones can kill you because people are working in different time zones. So unless before you start working, you communicate that you want them working in your time zone, you can't expect it. You can't hire them and say, by the way, you have to stay up all night now. No. Some people are okay with that, but you have to speak through that ahead of time and you have to set time aside for when you're both going to be available to communicate if you want to communicate in real time. And then holidays. I mean, you have to respect holidays, cultural practices, religious practices, anything that affects work schedules or communication. You just have to understand it and respect it. And one more of the more advanced thoughts around outsourcing, scaling up. So as you scale, you want to document your processes, workflows, and standard operating procedures, so SOPs. This will ensure some consistency and efficiency. You want to build a dedicated team or hire an outsourcing manager as you scale up to start to oversee your outsourcing efforts. And then you want to, like I mentioned before, invest in project management, communication, and collaboration tools that really help streamline operations and maintain visibility into everything you're doing and what's working and what's not. And lastly, this is very important, you have to measure the ROI. So you have to calculate the cost savings from reduced labor costs and overhead expenses. You have to measure the increase in output or efficiency as a result of the outsourcing. You have to track improvements in product or service quality. And you have to assess the impact of outsourcing on revenue generation, customer acquisition, and retention. When you start to look at some of these more advanced considerations proactively, you start to mitigate risks, you start to optimize performance, and you build long-term mutually beneficial relationships with your outsourcing partner. The entrepreneurial journey is a constant evolution. Outsourcing is a huge, powerful catalyst for growth. It's not just about offloading tasks. It's about strategically leveraging external talent to amplify your strengths, overcome weaknesses, and unlock new possibilities. As you embrace outsourcing, remember, you want to think like a time billionaire. You want to guard your time fiercely and invest it in activities that drive the highest value. You want to choose your team wisely. You want to partner with individuals and teams who share your values, possess the right skills, demonstrate a commitment, excellence. You want to build strong relationships. You want to foster open communication, mutual respect, and trust with your outsourcing partners. And you want to master the art of delegation. You want to clearly define expectations, provide feedback, empower your team to succeed. You want to embrace technology. You want to leverage the power of tools and platforms to streamline workflows, enhance communication and measure results, and you want to navigate the complexity. So proactively address legal, cultural, scalability challenges to ensure sustainable growth. When you master these principles, you can transform outsourcing from a tactical solution into a strategic advantage. As your business evolves, your outsourcing strategy will evolve too. So continuously assess your needs, experiment with new approaches, never stop learning. The future of work is increasingly global and interconnected. Outsourcing is not just a trend. It is a fundamental shift in how businesses operate and compete. When you embrace this shift, you become a leaner, more agile, and ultimately more successful entrepreneur. So, are you ready to step into the future of work? That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, the Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, the Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.